Your name's Myrtle May.
What? Oh, yes.
If we grab your uncle, you're liable to be coming out to the sanitarium on visiting days.
Oh, I really don't know.
Well, if you do, I'll be there.
You will? Oh.
Hey, if you don't see me right away, don't give up. Stick around. I'll show up.
You will? Oh.
Sure. You heard Dr. Chumley tell me to wait.
Yeah?
Tell you what. While I'm waiting, I sure could use a sandwich and a cup of coffee.
Certainly! If you'll forgive me, I'll proceed to the kitchen.
Yes, sir! You're all right, Myrtle May.
What?
Dr. Chumley knows it right away. He don't miss a trick. Tell you something else.
What?
You not only got a nice figure, but kid, you got something else.
What?
You got the squirreliest uncle I've stuck his puss into a nut house.
You are my inspiration, days are never blue. Hello, Chumley's Rest. Is Dr. Chumley there? Oh, it's Mrs. Chumley. This is Elwood P. Dowd speaking. How are you tonight? Tell me, Mrs. Chumley, were you able to locate Harvey? Don't worry about it, I'll find him. I'm sorry I missed you at the McClure cocktail party. The people were all charming, and I left quite a few of my cards. I waited until you phoned and said you couldn't come because a patient had escaped. Where am I? I'm here, but I'm leaving right away. I must find Harvey. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Chumley. My regards to you and anybody else you happen to run into. Goodbye now.
Them to do anything.
Well, Dr. Chumley, when you helped me out of that tub at your place, what did I say to you?
Well, you expressed yourself. I don't remember the words.
I said, Dr. Chumley, this is a belated civility. Isn't that what I said?
You said something of the sort.
You brought this up. You may as well learn something quick. I took a course in art this last winter. The difference between a fine oil painting and a mechanical thing like a photograph is simply this. A photograph shows only the reality. A painting shows not only the reality, but the dream behind it. It's our dreams that keep us going. That separate us from the beasts. Oh, I wouldn't even want to live if I thought it was all just eating and sleeping and taking off my clothes. Well, putting them on again. Oh! Oh! Doctor.
How's it steady now? Oh. Don't get excited. Everything's all right. Now, what's the matter?
Doctor! That is not my mother!
I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, Doctor, Elwood's been here. He's been here.
Better be quiet. I'll take it. Hello? Yes, yes, who's calling?
It's him, Mrs. Simmons. It's your brother.
Oh, let me talk to him.
Don't tell him I'm here. Be casual.
Hello, Elwood. Where are you? He won't say where he is. He wants to know if Harvey is here.
Tell him Harvey is here.
But he isn't.
Tell him. That will bring him here, perhaps. Humor him. We have to humor them.
Yes, Elwood. Yes, dear. Harvey is here. Why don't you come home? Oh, well, all right. It won't work. He says for me to call Harvey to the telephone.
Say Harvey can't come to the telephone. Say he's in the bathtub.
Bathtub?
Say he's in the bathtub, and you'll send him over there. That way we'll find out where he is.
Oh, doctor.
Now you've got to do it, Mrs. Simmons.
Hello, Elwood. Yes, dear? Harvey is here, but he can't come to the telephone. He's in the bathtub. I'll send him over as soon as he's dry. Where are you? Where, Elwood?
Did he hang up?
Harvey just walked in the door. He told me to look in the bathtub. Must be a stranger. I know where he is. He's at Charlie's place. That's a bar over at 12th and Main.
12th and Main. That's two blocks down and one over, isn't it?
Doctor, where are you going?
I'm going over there to get your brother and take him out to the sanitarium, where he belongs.
Oh, doctor, don't. Dr. Chilly, don't do that. Send one of your attendants. I'm warning you.
But Mrs. Simmons, if I can help your brother...
He can't be helped. There is no help left for him. He must be picked up and locked up and left.
You consider your brother a dangerous man?
Dangerous?
Why?
I won't tell you why, but if I didn't, why would I be asking for a permanent commitment for him?
Then I must observe this man. I must watch the expression on his face as he talks to this rabbit. He does talk to this rabbit, you say?
They tell each other everything.
What's that?
I said of course he talks to him, but don't go after him, doctor. You'll regret it if you do.
Nonsense. You underestimate me, Mrs. Simmons.
Oh, no, doctor. You underestimate my brother.
Not at all. Not at all. Don't worry now. I can handle him.
You can handle him. Huh. That's what you think.